introduction to 1 Peter. As you begin your reading of 1 Peter, it's interesting to note that Peter was the author, but the transcriber, the person that actually wrote the letter in the original Greek, used a literary Greek, a very sophisticated Greek. You'll note as you read that the sentences that Peter uses are rather lengthy. I call them run-on sentences. Makes it difficult to read. I found it much easier to read the King James Version or the New King James Version, mainly because I'm familiar with that text and it flows a little more smoothly. I also want to note that there are a lot of verses here that are key verses that ought to be memorized. So I go through and underline, usually marking in yellow with a yellow marker, those verses that are key and ought to be memorized. There are a number of them. I'll list some of them in the document that I'm presenting. Now, who is Peter? Peter, we all know. Peter was a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a fisherman. He came to the Lord with his brother Andrew. He left his fishing occupation to follow Jesus. We know he was married. His mother-in-law was healed in one of the first miracles that Jesus did. He traveled everywhere with Jesus. Peter was one of those inner three that stood around Jesus, Peter, James, and John. He was one who got out of the boat and tried to walk on water. And he would have succeeded except he got looking at the water instead of at Jesus. He was the one who said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Your name is Peter," or Pebble, "and upon this rock I will build my church." A few days later, he rebuked Jesus and said, "Stop talking about death. That's not going to happen to you." And Jesus rebuked him sharply in front of all the disciples and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You don't savor the things of God, but the things of men." He's the one that was asked by Jesus to go to the Mount of Transfiguration with James and John. And there they saw Jesus transfigured. And Peter was the only one that spoke up. He was flustered and he was impetuous. So he said, "Let's build some cabins for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah." There isn't really any answer to that. It's like Jesus looked at him and said, "You don't know what you're talking about." He's also the one that said at the Last Supper, "I will never leave you. I will never deny you. All may deny you, but Lord, I will never deny you." And that very night, Jesus said, "You're going to deny me three times." And sure enough, before the cock crowed in the morning two times, Peter had denied the Lord Jesus three times. And he left and wept bitterly. He is with John when the Resurrection Sunday comes and they hear the report from the women, and he and John race to the tomb. John makes sure that we know that it was he who outran Peter. 3 days later, along the shore of Galilee, he hears Jesus, and Jesus comes to him directly and restores him and asks him three times, "Do you love me?" And three times Jesus affirmed that Peter needed to really be committed to him. After the resurrection and after the ascension to heaven, he stands up, is filled with the Holy Spirit, and preaches fearlessly, and 3,000 people come to the Lord. He risks his life and limb. He goes to prison after James has his head cut off, and God delivers him by the hand of an angel. He heals people like the man at the gate called Beautiful. He raises Tabitha to life. He travels around, probably goes to Corinth and other cities, and John Mark is his translator, and later writes the book of Mark, which is the stories of Peter. Peter dies a martyr in Rome, crucified upside down with his wife beside him. That's Peter. He's a great man. He wrote two books. 1 Peter was written in a sophisticated Greek by the help of Silas, as we find out from the book. And in 2 Peter, 2 Peter was written by his own hand. It's a rougher Greek, a mundane Greek. It was probably written from 65 to 68 AD, or just before his death by the hand of Nero.